Welcome back to the More Gaming Wizard Gaming 5e Podcast. We got Patreon, all that stuff. Like, is it even worth mentioning it every time?
Not really, no.
Everyone knows that if you're listening to the podcast, it means you hear it, like, in three episodes, you hear us talk about it at least six times.
Yeah.
Like, each thing mentioned.
Do it again, come on.
But, like...
Yeah, did you guys know about our Twitter?
Like, don't forget to join our Discord, guys.
Supporting us on our social media really helps us out.
Don't tap the mic, Lyle.
He did it last time as well.
like five times.
Oh why?
I touched your windows.
Okay, where we left off, Caleb and Valletta were talking about the Nim situation. Also, that Nim hands you guys a nimble right to hands. Who wants
you
a nimble?
You mean Floris Mimadathy.
If you want, I can try to refer to you guys as character names. It will just be really hard.
Because
I'm bad.
Mine won't be that hard. It's Gandalf.
Yeah, but I gotta know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, we should all just take a piece of tape and just put it on our foreheads with their names on it.
Yeehaw. I was thinking about giving you guys nameplates. Oh, I'll stop bouncing the shirt. So we've got, who wants to take a nimble right detector? It's like a long metal rod.
Me.
Hey, what the fuck, dude?
Yes, I will.
I'm gonna give it to Jaden.
Okay.
He nodded his head at me first. So he's gonna hand you this pretty much foot long, like, metal rod. It's got tons of, like, dials and spinny things. It's got mainly a handlebar and an umbrella at the top, a little umbrella.
Can I attach it to my staff?
You have a staff?
I have a staff.
Like, how are you going to attach it?
Yeah, freaking stick it in there.
You're just jamming it in there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll for that. So you're just going to attach, so now your staff is occupied by the nimble right.
Well, now I have an umbrella-like thing on top, so if it gets, like, you know,
No. The umbrella is, like, a 1-inch wide. Yeah, so they're going to hand you that, and she's going to describe it. So here's how it works, right? Once you have the nimble right detector... Oh, yeah, okay, what was the question you asked her, by the way?
I told her about the attack, or and the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, so yeah, she'll tell you. I'm going to first finish what they said. Yeah, so thank you. I'll give you around... You know that clone? If you guys can kill it, we will pay you very well. 500 gold points. If you guys can kill that nimble right there.
Let's track it.
Yeah.
But since Ezra and Lyle didn't come along, and if we don't, we should probably go get them.
Nah.
Yeah.
We gotta manage the bar.
4v1.
Oh, yeah.
I already rolled.
Yeah, we can take one guy,
yeah.
Probably.
That means more gold for us.
That's so
I'm splitting it.
Yeah, what if we just take? What if he just took
like
all the bar money?
Only 7 months of plot, and we need more plot.
Well,
yeah. What if I just keep all the money I get from the... Ghost.
What
but,
if all of
you're
us
working
just
for the bar when you
do
that?
Alex,
does
it Valentino or was it Valletta or?
Valletta.
I was working for the ghost thing the whole time.
Does she know anybody that sells, like, or has the knowledge to build something like that? That's a
Nim.
Good knowledge.
Nim. He's the one that made it.
Nim.
I can ask him for the knowledge.
He only speaks via sign language. If you
I can
listen.
Learn sign language.
That maybe? It costs you?
I have money!
Okay. So, but, okay, in order to help you guys, I guess, we've got a few inventions lying around that maybe you could use. Now, each of you, including you two, get to pick from these three. I don't care, Peyton, at all. You get adjustable, so you have one out of three. Adjustable stilts. The stilts take 1 minute to put on or remove. They increase your height by 2 to 5 feet. Each one weighs 8 pounds and is
those.
1 foot long when fully collapsed.
13 foot tall, Peyton.
Backpack parachute.
Yeah.
A humanoid wearing this piece of gear can deploy a parachute as a reaction while falling, or as an action otherwise.
Depends on the parachute.
The parachute requires she has plenty of. She has enough for all of you.
Yes, nice. Enough.
At least a 10 foot cube of unoccupied space needs to be above you, and it doesn't open fast enough to slow a fall of less than 60 feet. If it has sufficient time to open and deploy, the parachute allows the wearer to land without taking falling damage. Once it has been used, the parachute takes 10 minutes to repack. Barking box. This metal cube, 6 inches on its side, has a crank on top. Using an action to wind the crank, it activates the box for 8 hours. While this box is activated, it barks whenever it detects vibrations within 15 feet of it, as long as it's on. As long as it's on contact with the same ground as a substance. A switch on the one side of the bark box sets the device to emit either a small dog's bark or a big dog's bark. You choose in between. The floor.
I want the stilts.
I'm not done yet. Matchless pipe. A switch made of flint is built into the bowl of this wooden smoking pipe. It has a few clicks on the... With a few clicks of the switch, the pipe lights itself. So each of you get to choose one of that.
I want a pipe.
I need stilts. You all want... One of us should get the box. I'll take a parachute.
I'll take a pipe.
Write down what you get. So yeah, she just will kind of hand out whatever you guys
want. That parachute, man.
I like a main capital class here and ask for the pipe. Don't know what combat value it has, but dang, I have a pipe.
Makes us look cool.
She's funny.
She's trying to offer you viable gear. You're like, but aesthetic.
Yeah,
so in order to find the nimble right, you guys will have to clench the top of that thing. And it will start clicking and whirring, and as it clicks and whirs the most, you get closer.
Can I go like this and hold it right next to the nib?
Yeah.
Does it do anything?
Like if you hold the handle, you're gonna activate it. Yeah. So it'll just start going right off. It's very loud. And the nib is just kind of giving you this weird sideways, excuse me, what? Cock shotgun, prepare to die, mortal.
Yeah. I'm just testing it, you know?
Yeah, it works.
It tracks down one of them, it could theoretically track down everything. Modification.
No more modification.
I can track down my self-lighting pipe when I lose it.
Hello!
Just what? Why?
Ah!
I don't know.
I got a scream.
Okay, so how are you guys gonna do this? Stop! Shut the fuck up, Lil. I'm sorry, okay, anyway.
Why are you virgin swine? Sam, shut up!
Quiet!
Stop becoming an actual orangutan. It is not
guys,
funny.
How do
you
we?
Hyena.
How do we?
He's screaming over there.
How do you guys wanna do your search?
I light my pipe and then go in tracking time.
I'm gonna put on my
I'm
parachute,
try to track
swing
guy,
it over my shoulder.
Based on, I'm going to look at the...
There's a bunch of different warrants, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at the guy, the metal dude.
Yeah.
Can I test out my parachute?
Metal love, how it looks.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I test out my parachute?
And I'm gonna try to track him.
Yep. So, you guys hear what he said?
Can you comprehend languages to understand ASL?
What?
Can I just comprehend languages to understand ASL?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you guys hear what Caleb's plan was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I roll for survival.
Kind of it.
Actually, no. Oh, how do you go to conduct your search first? From the wards?
First, I'm going to go, I'm going to exit the building.
Okay, yeah.
We're
going to
use tape juice to go like this.
So where was... Okay, where are we now?
It only has a range of 500 feet.
Hey, where are we now?
You guys right now, I think, are in Castle Ward.
Okay, so, and where yeah. was...
Seems like the
is there any high place I can jump off of?
Let's go back to the manor that we saw go to in the first place.
Is there a high place I can jump off of?
Where was the...
Manor?
No, the shop where the incident took place.
Well, so, Allie, I need to figure out where. Give me a second. This might be a little bit more oof than I want
to
be.
Oh, something I forgot to mention to the viewers, our listeners.
Yeah, we gotta go to the
one
mansion.
Of our, that's not at all what I was gonna say. In fact, that's nothing, not even close. It's like opposite, actually. You know what's the fact? One of our players keeps dropping in and out. Real name's Ian. He plays a character, Balthazar. He kind of sort of lives 4.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So, he can't be up all the time because he's 4.5 hours away.
I don't know. I'd say it's probably somewhere around North Ward.
Is there any high place I can jump off of?
Under cliff, you can jump from cliff to under cliff, yeah, sure.
I have a parachute, I want to test it out.
You're gonna jump off a cliff?
Stilts, so I can now be a 4-foot
person.
Okay, so
whatever, I'll go to, where it was, and then I'll roll for, whatever.
You don't roll for anything, you just...
Oh,
who's coming with him? Who's coming with him?
Me.
I'll go with him. I'm the tracker.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I guess true. As you guys walk around, you hear clicks and stuff, you're gonna go North Ward.
So we think he's in the manor, right?
Yeah.
You guys think he is, yeah.
Okay, so we go to, around the manor and see if the device works.
Okay, give me a second.
We already tested the device on it. It works, clearly.
What? If it, sounds off, if he's there.
I'm sorry, I have to just do this real quick.
I'm just gonna walk around.
Also, pipe.
Can I take a hit from your pipe?
No, you should have chose the pipe.
I wanted a parachute.
Yeah, so as you guys approach...
Jaden.
What?
Let me take a hit from your pipe.
Don't let him.
No.
Yeah.
You guys approach the villa, right? And Jaden, you're going to click it.
The tobacco.
And just a really silent click, 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 click is going to happen from it. Yeah.
So he's not there then?
No, no. It's usually silence if there is no... Yeah.
He's within 500 feet.
He's within 500 feet of that.
Hold on, ranger time. Let me see that skill. There's a skill.
It clicks more the closer it is to him. Mm-hmm. So, Jen, you should just, like, take the stick and, like, move.
It's not that precise. You can't just shake it around.
Okay.
You can't just, like, point it because you wouldn't be able to. It's in a circle around you.
Stick. It's, like, closer.
It's a circle around you of 500 feet. It wouldn't make any noticeable noise if you were to... You can't just, like, ping them.
Well, he's a staff. You can hold the way end of a staff and just stick it out.
There's a big wall around Grunthood Villa. Wait. I should
punch your fist through the wall.
So it's a 3-foot stone wall that's 10 feet in the air.
Blow it up with a fireball.
It surrounds the whole building with iron wrought fence in the front.
No, what I'm trying to say is, if it makes noise, the closer it is to something, you go like this, and then if it makes less noise when you point it somewhere, you point it back.
But since it's 500 feet, it's
literally a metal detector.
It's not that, like, this noise difference wouldn't be that intense from 500 feet. You know he's in the building,
okay,
but, like, you can't tell what room he's in,
sure,
but, unless you are in the building.
Is it 500
people,
feet?
There's a few people wandering around. There's a gardener working along with a dog and
I'm
going
to go to the roof.
I'm gonna go
all the way up to the roof.
No, of the manor?
Yeah, of the manor.
No, I'm gonna go to the thing, like, next to the manor and see if I can see, like, if he left, like, a trace or something.
I'm gonna go up to the top of the building, like, on the actual roof.
What race are, like, what are you? Describe your character a little bit. You're a bard changeling? Okay, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go up there.
So, you guys wanna make checks for now? So you guys are going to climb up to the roof of a nearby building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I'm going to try.
Jaden, what you going to do? You have the staff.
No, hold on.
You going to toss me the staff?
I'm going to talk to the gardener.
He's across. He's, like, on the other side of the wall, but you want to just try to call him over?
Yeah.
Okay. One second. I'm going to let...
You stick your face up against the wall. Hello?
Yeah, so, describe to me how you get this guy's attention.
Hey, gardener...
And then he's gonna look around, and then he's gonna make eye contact with you. Wait, talking to me?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I need to talk to you.
I don't know what you're doing outside of here. It's not very safe.
How do I get in?
This is not a public space. This is a privately owned property, sir.
Are you high?
I should decept them.
Have you seen a little metal man?
No, I'm not at all. I haven't seen any of the sort, sir. Please.
So,
hey, hold up. Yep. Yeah. Please, sir. Just I'm minding my own business. So should you.
That sounds pretty suspicious.
Oh my god.
That sounds. I'm gonna go.
Well,
the
wanna
that
mind
sounds suspicious.
Your own business? Huh? That sounds suspicious.
This is the communist state. There is no your business. It's our. No, I'm not saying that.
It's our business. Yeah.
Communism exists in this plane.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I imagine so. Somewhere.
I mean, for all I know, my family could be a communist.
Oh, hold up. I gotta do some plots over here. I can actually...
It's nutrients.
Shut up. I have to figure out plot real quick. What's my way?
Oh, this is a real thing. Tell me when I'm able to do stuff. Thank you.
Yes, the rest of the poop corn shall be reserved for elves.
Thank you, man.
The four pieces that are left.
So this was back at the bar, right?
Yeah. I'm happy with my 2-foot stilts. Do they work like shoes? They just appeared next to him.
How long of a walk would it be from the bar to the banner?
It's not that far. But here's the thing, Ezra doesn't know what's going on. That's what happens when you intentionally just like go on your phone.
I know, but how far away is it?
I don't have specific measurements. I'd say around. I'm just gonna roll a d10 and see how many.
Bro, I want to kick Ezra's new stilts. Just make him go.
Five-minute walk.
Stilts on. I'm like 4 feet
I'm
tall.
I'm going
now.
Back to the bar then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
that's 5 minutes.
No, I can be as tall as I want.
So, Payne, what are you gonna do since he tells you to mind your own business?
Someone changed it. Be 100 feet tall.
Yeet. I'm gonna tell him I have very irrefutable evidence that there's a robot terrorist on the premise.
Roll for persuasion.
Wow.
What do I?
You have a bard, you know.
Yeah.
Got a one.
Sir, please. I have not rolled anything above a 10 this entire...
Leave this property, well, sir. I wish not to see you. Leave. Out, and you'll chuck
what,
some grass
into it. Over the what do I see on the proof?
Screeches and...
What do I see on the proof?
You got a fucking crazy person over here.
I'm gonna roll with you guys. So you guys are on top of the roof.
We are on the proof.
Over that, you see Peyton and the gardener arguing. And you see him...
I'm gonna drop an arrow on
I just want to roll something over a 10 for 1.
Wait, dude, he just attacked you. He is now your foe. You
did not throw grass over the
That's
edge.
An assault! That's an assault you can now use.
I don't think you're helping your case.
Assault! Stabs! Assault! Stabs!
Yeah. So, yeah, this building is two stories tall. We had a courtyard that has grass in it. Yeah, people arguing over the wall. Mm-hmm.
Anything useful on the roof?
On the roof? It's just a regular roof. There's no hatches or anything.
So I'm gonna go down and help Peyton.
So you're gonna go down with Peyton?
Yeah, I'm gonna go see what's up.
So as you go down, please, sir, we got a fucking crazy person over here. That happens as you walk in.
I'm just gonna be like, can you let me in?
Jacob.
No. Wait,
he came down from the roof. Okay. You're still up there.
I'm gonna ask him if he can let me in because I need to investigate.
I'm associating you with this guy, unless you know who this man is, and he's gonna point at Peyton.
No, I don't. Deception.
Yes, you do.
Roll for deception.
Deception.
Yes, you do. We work at the same
20. 20. I got 20.
Well, then let me...
Deception.
But you do. We work at the same bar. There's a ghost in the basement.
Okay, now I'm... Can I roll for persuasion to go in there with him?
Oh, well, like, I'm trying to figure out how he's going to react to this.
As a dog.
Like, who does he trust?
I got a 20 in deception, so...
Can you provide... well, you're
trust
crazy,
sexy
right?
Bard.
You got a crazy person to be a guy with a sexy bard sitting there.
Well, why do you think this guy just all of a sudden showed up? All of a sudden, we're both looking for the same thing, the robot terrorist.
I didn't say anything about her. I just had a recent crime.
13.
Yay, something above, so 13.
Minus one, probably.
Minus 13.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, he's going... Okay, you seem to be making more sense. You know anything to make eye contact with Jacob? You know anything about a robot terrorist?
I've heard stuff, but other than that, no.
He killed 11 people in a fireball attack yesterday morning. I mean, night, sometime around that.
Okay, what do you guys need to come in here for?
We have a tracker, and it points in this exact location.
I know nothing of the sort, but I might, unless you can, you have to probably talk to Lady Galunda.
Can you point me in her direction?
She's inside the fucking building.
Okay, I'm going in the building.
Get in.
Okay, give me a second. And right as you hear that, you're going to hear some yelling come from the building. Go, okay, whatever, I'll let you in. So he's going to open the gate. Jin.
Oh, my entire plan was useless then. I kind of went off this.
Oh, yeah, you didn't let me do
that. I'll kill you. Okay, kill
okay.
One.
Did so I find anything? Oh, wait. Roll for something.
You don't need to roll for anything. Okay. I guess, yeah, from the top of the roof, you don't see anything really in specific. Actually, you want to roll for a perception.
Yeah, I was looking for, like, you said, like, on the roof, like, there's, like, scalping missing because of the gun.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was on the roof near the fireball attack. There's no scaffolding missing here, but you should roll for... I want you to roll for persuasion. For perception.
Persuade
well,
the air.
Is there anything weird about you? Yes.
Perception, yeah.
Okay. Perception. I have plus 6 thing. I have 10 then.
Yeah, so... You're gonna see a movement in the building, but really nothing.
Yeah,
too
nothing.
Interesting.
All right, then I'm gonna go down there and join Jade and my
okay.
fellow pipe boy.
Whole gang except for
pipe
two
brother.
Is here.
Yes.
Ezra, do you wish to come?
Ezra's holding him.
I'm gonna the bar. I'm gonna send Lyle out.
I'm at the bar. That does not mean I told him anything about what's happening.
Okay, so
that wasn't my plan in the
first place. I didn't even know. Okay, you are in the bar. Yeah, so you're gonna enter the bar.
I want him to turn invisible.
Who's him?
Ezra. Okay. It lasts for an hour. That's what I was wondering about the war.
How's he gonna turn you invisible?
I have the invisibility.
Okay. So you're gonna cast it on...
But I just want, like, Lyle to get out of here and go work.
So you guys gonna shut down the bar for the day?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll Jenny, can you subtract 4 GP from bank? I mean, from your guys' like, team thing because of the person that you guys work for. Okay, so...
I thought we had two.
Yeah, no, two. But it's been 2 days.
Oh, I paid her out of my pocket.
Oh, okay, sorry, then only two then. So Lyle, that's what he's gonna say to you. He wants you to come
with him. You make any profit from the bar?
Oh my god, dude.
I'm drunk.
No, you're not. Okay, Ezra, what do you say to him?
If you're drunk on the job, we're gonna
fire you. If you can, you know, find time to get drunk, you can find time to work, you pussy.
I wasn't drunk, I was just chilling and sleeping.
What does that have to do with going to the manor? You're just arguing with him?
Of whether he should go or not, yes.
Again, you guys still don't know why you're not a manor. I didn't tell you anything about
it. Oh, sure, he just wants you to come with him. Or cast invisibility.
I literally just want to cast invisibility and leave.
You wouldn't say anything about it?
Just like, you guys, tell me,
come. I'll tell him, take Lyle with you.
An hour.
I'll tell him, take Lyle with
you. Why? You need the room to beat up.
Did you hear that, Jin? Tell like take Lyle with you and he'll.
I have +7 stealth, so.
Take Lyle with you and he'll do it.
Fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at talking.
Take a spell slot.
PC is.
Okay.
You're bad at communication.
Yeah, I'm very bad at communication.
You're gonna cast a.
He's like, yes, no, yeah, wait, no, wait.
What are you yelling about, Jacob?
I'm very bad at communication.
Yeah.
I'm really bad. Like, robot terrorist.
Alright, I'll cast invisibility up on Jane.
Okay, take a spell slot. You wanna keep running the bar?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to Ezra.
So I'm drunk.
Okay, another doo-doo bar day.
Okay, so what needs to start with
Lyle?
Why
are these bar days so doo-doo?
Because, like, you just, I don't know, I'm rolling. Okay, you pay full maintenance. 60 gold. No, like, 4 people show up. Yeah.
You're gonna go broke and, like... A
minute and a half here. Bro, we need a better day. Come on, we all need to work the bar again. We need more money.
You think I'm joking? We have 20 gold left.
Oof. You guys had really great success, though, at the start.
Yeah, well, we need more of that.
Okay. So, who's going where now?
We need to serve more food.
What? I'm going back
to I know what I'm doing so bad.
You're now,
our cook's not there.
You're now invisible, and Lyle is coming with.
Flying with.
No, you just walked. You walked like a normal
person. Bro, you're drunk. You're gonna crash into the side of a building.
Yeah, no,
I'm not drunk.
You said you were drunk. No, drunk flying.
I'm drunk, I guess.
You have time to get
so
drunk.
Just walk, please. Because it's easier, like, if you're walking.
I had one swig of ale. I don't have very high ale tolerance.
Does poison count
I thought
to
it would taste tested. I got drunk immediately.
Yeah,
that would be an illness, yes.
I no longer can get drunk.
That sucks.
Dang.
Being drunk isn't an illness.
Wait.
It's a status.
It's a poison.
Poisoned. If you're drunk, you get poisoned. Which is, you can't be poisoned, so.
Yeah.
I took one swig and I got drunk for a taste test.
Nice.
See what it tasted.
Probably didn't taste that good. He's nobody showing up. Okay, so you...
My brother's guy takes one shot.
You all are heading back to the villa.
I took one swig and I was drunk.
So, as you guys are... who's approaching from courtyard to the building?
I'm going in the building.
Me.
Yep.
I
am on my way.
The Pike Brothers, and we can probably convince them. If that were detectives or something.
Okay.
I mean, I've already said.
Keep
that.
In mind, I'm also, you know,
has this
invisible.
Jane,
Jane's also invisible. So you guys want Jane to go first?
Jaden, can I first?
So what are you gonna say?
I don't know.
So, because I'm invisible, you don't even know I'm there.
Yeah, we don't know. So
should
we're
I roll for drunkenness?
Yeah, I see your staff just holding.
No, you know
because
I
guess
you
almost with this.
Say you're drunk.
All right, I want to go to the yelling.
Okay, everyone's talking. What's going? What do you?
I'm gonna go to where I hear the yelling coming.
Okay, yelling coming from the building. I have to. You have to describe the yard, but I just wanted to just like. So Jane, like, how are you doing this? How would you invisible approach this?
Is the gate still open or not?
The gate is still open.
So
yes.
You just walk in.
Right in.
And with Lyle, okay. So Lyle, from what they see, Lyle just walks in.
I'm my drunk ass just walks in.
Courtyard Zoo's gonna approach you and go, what are you doing here? I'm assuming you're associated with these people?
Yeah. I guess so.
You gonna come help investigate?
Sure. I'm drunk. Remember this.
How am I supposed to remember this? I'm new. I don't know who you are.
That wasn't what I was saying. I was talking to these guys. Okay.
So, Jin, you're just gonna sneak on by with.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk by.
Okay, so you guys are all in the yard now. I'm gonna read the yard.
I'm gonna sit down and relax.
This day is well tended. And. Yeah.
Bro, is Lyle near me?
The branches are stripped bare. I'm trying to talk.
Is he?
Okay, so through like the trees, characters can see a large balcony exposed by an iron railing. What's so funny? Exposed by an iron railing above the mansion's entrance. The balcony is 20 feet above ground level. I don't care. Whatever. I can control the story. Okay, so you've got three doors available. There's one that goes into kind of what looks like a shed. Mm-hmm. One that goes into
a breeze.
A room that's locked, and one that goes into a hall, like the main entrance. So you have main entrance, like side. Dude, you're spraying Febreze everywhere. You have main entrance, side entrance, and stables.
Where's the screaming coming from?
Make a perception.
Alright.
It's yelling. It's more of yelling, less of screaming.
Time to go down on a 1-2.
I mean, at least you called it.
You like nods? We got a lot of stuff here. You can't tell
where any of this... He's to get a nat 20 for calling it, nearly.
you can't tell where any of the screaming is coming from. You just hear yelling.
Okay, I'm gonna go into the shed.
Going to the shed?
I'm just gonna sit down and relax, because drunk boy...
It's winter, so, like, there's snow everywhere. You see.
How do you throw the grass, then?
Yeah, there's like... dead grass under the snow. He's taking care of the yard. Snow shoveling.
Parallel universes here.
Snow shoveling. He shoveled the snow and yeeted the grass, my dude.
He's a gardener, not a shoveler.
What the frick?
I have gone above 10 twice this entire session.
I can't control it. Maybe use a different set of dice.
Or use this thing.
Give me the fucking butter knife. I'm gonna kill myself. Okay.
Yeah, with a butter knife.
Commit Sudoku.
Commit scooter ankle.
You need another person to commit Sudoku.
Sudoku? Sudoku? I know I'm purposely saying it wrong. So, you guys are all gonna go into the... you got an 18. That's an oof for
there. It wouldn't matter anyways.
There's two approaches on like dice rolling. People think it's random. Other people think it like their fate is lined up. Like your dice rolls are 100% lined up before you roll. That's not true. But
it is true.
This stone building contains a beautifully maintained coach and clean stables for a house of 4 draft horses and a jet black white riding horse. A sliding door bars access to the street and a padlock outside it holds shut. He's just gonna let you through. He goes, okay, this is horse stables. I don't really know.
There are bench in such horse stables.
Is there anything in the
shed? I'd probably just go down, like, the main hallway.
Is there a bench in the horse stables? So I can sit down because I'm drunk.
I'd say, yeah.
I'm gonna lay down on the bench.
Yeah, I'll go with the main entrance.
I'm gonna, like, slap the hell out of Lyle. I'm just gonna go boom across Lyle's face.
Okay, Lyle, so he's gonna slap you directly in the mouth.
I'm just gonna look at him like, what did I do?
You take 1d4 damage.
You want to make an unarmed strike on Lyle, or do you just want to hit
him? No, I'm slapping him, just kind of saying, why you get drunk?
I just took one swig of ale. I didn't know I was that,
kind of trying to get him woken up more.
You want to wake him up, so make a medicine check to wake up Lyle by just shaking him or something.
And then I passed out right after saying that.
4 plus...
Don't even.
2.
6. So yeah, you're just gonna be shaking a lot of... Nothing happens.
Is he at least gonna throw up?
Like you want him to?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you do.
Oh no, I puke on him.
The stable, you got... Okay, I'll give you your options. You got the floor, you've got expensive horses, and you've got the wall.
No, I got him. Who's right by me.
I puke on him.
I'm just shaking
take a,
him.
Take a profile dexterity.
Make a, yeah, I want to make a dexterity saving throw to dodge.
Dodge.
How did you dexterity? Where's the dex?
Just roll.
It's a dexterity saving throw. So 7 plus 1, 8. Lyle, roll for hint. Don't add anything.
Throw up, yeah.
16.
What's your AC?
10.
Yeah, yeah, you get hit by puke.
I'm just gonna wipe it off. Yeah, so grab some of the hay off the ground.
No, like, Gardner's just gonna be, like, looking at you guys like, bruh.
I'm just gonna wipe it.
Am I unconscious while this happens?
No, you're cleaning this up, you know, and he's gonna hand you, Lyle, a bucket and mop. He expects right. It to be clean.
Me and Jin both
I'm still
go
drunk
down
as
the main
frick,
hallway.
Like,
okay, well, Caleb, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try to,
as I'm cleaning it up, I'm gonna pass
by. just
you're still in the roof or you're inside the building?
I'm inside the building.
Vacancy, okay. So, I guess roll for investigation.
Is he humanoid?
Yeah, he is humanoid. You won't be able to find
slap
him.
Slap James in the ass.
Even no matter how high you. Okay, yeah, roll for investigation.
I thought it was wisdom for tracking, but whatever.
Oh, wait.
It was wisdom for tracking, right?
Okay. I thought it was investigation. What are you guys reading? Are you guys reading City Watch?
Survival. It's survival.
Okay, roll for survival.
No!
What the frick?
Plus six.
Bless you.
First
nation. Eight plus thanks. Six. Okay, roll. Oh, sorry. 14. Yeah, you can't really decipher what's going on. You know something is wrong, though, in this area. As you guys enter... You guys... Okay, great hall stuff. What are you guys reading?
Laws and, the punishment you get for breaking laws.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, isn't
roll
it?
For,
Roll
for,
yeah, you can...
deception.
Okay, by the way, so the game says if you guys get exiled, you're, like, out of the game. It's the equivalent of dying.
Oh, God.
Okay, so...
So now we're doing something stupid.
Listen here. As you guys enter the Great Hall, the floor is strewn with bodies. Two thugs holding bloody maces stand over them.
I'm still
drunk. The sound of lightning can be heard from the top of the wide staircase. Two iron chandeliers hang from the dark mahogany ceiling along the long dining table curved from red larchwood. Chairs surround the table with a particularly tall and elaborate chair at the end. Lining the wood paneled walls and tapestries, locked wooden cabinets that contain fine dishes. A fireplace with black marble mantelpiece has a framed family portrait mounted above. Yeah.
Alright, so...
So there's dead bodies and two thugs standing on top of the stairs.
When can I do something?
Can I shoot one of them?
Max.
With what?
A short bow.
Okay, thank you.
Or you're drunk, you're gonna be like...
No, I'm sobered a little bit. Imagine, halfway.
No, I mean, he threw up, so...
I guess, okay, I'll let you
I wanna try to attack him, too.
Okay. But like, just no words, just on-site. Yeet.
Yeah, yeet.
Okay, everyone roll for initiative.
Die for your sins.
Me? I'm not in the room.
Everybody that's in the room.
So there's two?
Okay, Alex.
Wait, Lyle, you're not there. You're cleaning up the stables, too, right? Dude.
I cleaned up the stables, and I'm... Well,
you're
cleaning up the stables because you puked.
How far away are you?
You're free.
Do you not want to fight the two?
There's a third room that we haven't gone in yet.
Yeah, you want to go there. It's locked.
Can someone grab me and say...
Can I, like...
Okay,
try
I got
to bash it with 18. My sword.
Okay, don't just keep stop dropping guys.
Can I try to break the loss of my sword by like hitting
just
it?
There's two thugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how far away are they?
Don't split the party.
Okay, give me a second. The party is always okay, split, dude. Okay, I'm gonna draw this up. Move the way, Lyle.
Orangutan won't engage.
Combat for the first time, like in like 8 episodes.
Yay!
Jeez, finally, it might not last long.
Literally, the one combat.
I rolled a 14.
This is a long combat session. You guys have up ahead of you.
Can I be involved?
Like you can be soon. Give me a second.
Alex,
can I stab myself with a pistol?
Alex,
I just got. I don't feel like living anymore. Just dies.
2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What the heck does my dagger have more of a chance to hit if I use it as a range of attack?
You better be careful.
What?
If you're like at a church and you're drunk, you better be careful, kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, you gotta pay up to 5 GP based on your ability to pay NJ, which is,
What if you're drunk from the wine of Jesus?
Public pronouncement forbidding convicted to do something.
Like, yo, wait, actually, that would be bad for a while.
Business repeat circumstances that led to an offense.
There's no guards here.
Dude. Hey, Alex. Lyle's yeah. gonna be in some big trouble if he ever goes to church. Because if he gets drunk up once,
I can't hear you. Imagine we're talking.
A wine will do.
You guys are talking a bunch. What?
Like, this is light ale, right? Okay. Like, this is light
no,
ale.
It's. How hard is the ale, Jin?
He probably drinks the Magician's special enchanted ale, so.
Okay, very hard.
He's a skunk. It's a miracle he's still walking.
Well, don't worry, I made him throw up.
And already, I don't even have that high of a pain tolerance. I don't have a high of an alcohol tolerance as it is.
Bro,
I could drink.
I have a pretty.
I could drink all of his enchanted ale and not get drunk.
I can drink all of the ale. It's a lot for me to get drunk in this game.
I'm immune to poison.
What are you working in a bar then? This is the worst job for you.
Actually, it's a great job. I don't get roofied.
Sure, it's a bonus.
What, are you a female? Put a wig on. Hi, guy. If you want to buy a drink.
It's a 7-foot blue dragon. We're buying my fucking drink.
I could theoretically guess
what's on the job. Gender. On the job, you and just age. Take a swing. Wait.
12-year-old.
Wait, that means he can literally
do
anything.
I can change
anything.
My appearance whatever I want, as so long as I don't all of a sudden have to walk on four legs.
I can change
I don't
my appearance.
Go to like any other height size. Anything other than that goes.
I could do anything.
Oh, wings can. I can also grow wings, but I can't use them due to it being a spell.
I can turn myself into a mole.
Turn yourself into like a foot.
let me know if you guys need like a fucking smoke screen or something.
Yep. I need a hit from the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm sorry. I gotta do a lot of stuff.
As
NJ. Where's my pencil?
Every time Paige says you're a slave, you can get better here in prison.
What now?
Slavery. Every time you call Ezra a slave, if anyone hears you, you can get 10 years in prison. Along with
flogging, shackling, cruelty, whipping, branding, physical indignity, and they are all observed.
Okay, so explain to me what the law is called.
Slavery.
And the sentence is...
You get
10
years in prison.
But he's not an actual slave.
The sentence
so,
is C. Exile or ban against future entry.
Well, you see, it's not actual slavery because you get paid.
Physical indignity, so technically...
If anything, none of us are getting paid.
I'm getting paid.
Well, we're running it.
We're all technically slaves to
Jin,
then. So
no, we're all collective.
Jin just is the one that gets the money because there's like one. It's one solid person.
Don't pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're broke.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say you with.
Mutilation.
Yeah. Bro,
my private bank account has more money than the entire bar.
I don't think you guys get this, but a bar's whole point is to make money for the people working there, not just to make the bar more money itself.
Well, you guys have the
bar
as
a section for auto upkeep. We didn't have enough to do that. Check out.
Y'all, we need to have another good night with some death metal.
You guys can run the bar after this.
You best watch out,
kid. No, back away.
This is very.
No, peeketh beyond the DM screen. No, seriously, dude.
You will behead you. You will die.
I couldn't see anything anyways. All I saw was Alex's hand grasp and clutch with my face F and then rip my nose off F. And I'm bleeding everywhere F.
Yep.
Would you be annoyed if I talk with every single word I say if there's F after it? I speak F of the demon F.
So technically, whoever blew up that bomb broke like 25 different laws.
Whoever what? Yeah, well, it's not like people who break it, like, who do commit
ranging
crimes.
From murder to unlawful hindrance of business.
Murder is not okay.
What are you gonna do? Go to the person that murdered 11 people and tell them they did a crime?
No, yes! We get them and then we turn them into the guards for money.
I mean, have you ever seen
no, I punch them in the throat, knock them out, get them in a bag and throw them at the bar.
Yeah, we should knock these guys out so we can,
get them in a chaotic neutral guys and do that.
Put the minifigures down. Like where you guys are. You guys enter through here.
Where's the shed? I'm like here. I'm walking.
Yeah, okay, Lyle, I'll let you be in since it took me a while.
Oh, Jaden's still invisible, right?
Yeah, but Jaden can still have his token down because
You know what, Alex?
How drunk am I?
Alex?
Yeah.
Can I just go in there?
I will be your shield.
Can I just go in there?
I will let you be in there, yes.
Okay.
How drunk am I?
So the party is assembled. What?
How drunk am I?
You're half drunk.
I'd say he's half drunk. I don't want him to be drunk anymore. You're sober enough. You vomited a bunch.
Like, how much did I vomit? Like,
you'd be like, a bunch. That's what took Jacob like 30 minutes to clean it up. Just you. You vomited so much that it took Jacob half an hour to clean up just your vomit.
Oof.
The horses were mad. The gardener is mad. You're mad.
This time frame is like really
I got
weird.
Slapped.
Hey, listen to here. I'm trying. I like try to run to six people trying to individually do their own things.
All right, so
and I'm drunk. I rolled. Fuck. I got 20 for initiative.
18.
Okay. So,
do I need to roll initiative?
Yeah, everyone roll initiative. Oh my god.
Fell, what'd I get?
Oh my god.
Oh, dude, you try to grab it.
Well, you're required to use the box. Give the box to Lyle.
Seven.
Guys, give the box to Lyle.
No.
Lyle, you were required to use the box. You dropped the dice over six times today.
Okay.
Don't get an F.
Roll it.
Two, okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Hold on, wait.
I have 4.
I got 7.
Everybody have initiative down. Anybody get higher than 20? Jin, initiative.
Apparently, while flying is a crime.
What? I know, that's why I keep telling them not to.
Yeah, you can get arrested for, hold on.
Unlawful flight intrusion.
That's
into city airspace.
Stop rocking the shirt at all.
That's like...
It's 300 GP.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
Every listen, time you get caught.
Wow, make a stealth check just in general. If you roll low, we're gonna have an issue.
Anybody ever sees you, you get 300 GP.
I have plus 7 stealth,
also,
so...
Okay, roll for
plus
stealth.
Plus jail.
Me?
Yes,
yeah, you.
And jail.
Ah, 14, that's
okay.
21.
You're safe. Don't do it again.
That's and J,
kind of
which would be
law.
Oh, you wouldn't be able
dude,
to work
no,
in the bar.
It has a lot of rules.
Yeah,
like I could be an absolute like peen and just be like, oh, listen here, you guys did not sign up for the sword tax, therefore all of you get subtracted 5,000 GP, get flogged for the rest of your life in exile. Bye. End of campaign.
The nicest thing you could ever do. Okay.
Is not
where they will
is
take
having
very...
the guards stop being racist to Kinekos.
No. The lightest punishment you can have
is flogging.
Is F for a vagrancy.
Okay, but okay, we're gonna actually do combat now because you guys are fighting people. So
these two
thugs are.
Unlawful dueling. You best not get caught.
Oh my god.
Everything's unlawful.
Apparently, Ezra is studying. Okay, Ezra, never mind. You already have an inspiration point. Like, and while Ezra's at the bar since it's shut down, he just does studies for law school.
Alright, let's try to save our bar.
Hey, Ezra, would you be down to spend 5 GP to go to law school during the day?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Ezra's just a lawyer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You bought a law school now you have a law. Okay, so you're at law school.
Yeah, well, I'm in
an intelligence check.
I'm in the College of Lore.
So
intelligent people use intelligent things.
I know lore.
Yeah, we really need to do this combat.
It's lore.
Jane, your phone's at 35?
That's okay.
Finally, guys, we get to fight after literally 6 hours of recording.
Oh, intelligence plus 2.
Dude.
Okay, we gotta fight now.
Okay, well, we're running for Ezra to see how good he does for the school.
Imagine this.
15.
Add plus 1 onto your history. Modifier.
I have plus 3 history.
What? Does this mean he can get people for, being criminals?
I'd assume, yeah.
That's plus 5 history and proficiency bonus plus 2.
Imagine, such a hypocrite
history.
That you say that masturbation is an act against, killing children, but then saying abortion isn't.
Bruh. Okay, anyway, let's do combat. So these thugs are sitting at the top of we're on G8. Okay, what kind of thugs, though? Okay, yeah. These guys, they have a black snake just tattooed in the center of their chest.
Oh no,
they're shirtless and wearing black shorts. They're both beefy and have... They've got... Stat block out. EXE has stopped working.
Wait, is there gunpowder in this world?
They've got... maces.
And
they're sitting there and they're angry. Hey! Get out of here!
No.
You're not allowed to look at the stat block, Lyle.
I didn't.
Okay, so be it. First one's gonna run at whoever's here. Peyton.
Yeah.
He's gonna stumble down the stairs, jump in the air, and try to make connection with you. 9 plus
step.
4.
How's 18? I mean, how's
making fun of you, Jackson?
13.
He just misses.
Yep.
I don't know what my actual.
Stomp his head.
So yeah.
Stomp his head.
He's gonna jump in the air and he's gonna swing at you, Peyton. How are you gonna block?
Doesn't Peyton have splint armor?
Yeah.
Dude, you could knock him out and then turn him into guards.
18 is just my base, but with my shield, I have 20 AC.
Yeah.
And I just kind of...
You just move out of the way slightly.
Wait, how do you...
He's gonna yell in anger. Who goes after 20?
I have 18.
I have 15.
Go.
Alright, so then I'm going to take a bonus action and go into rage.
Okay, so let me explain this. We decided to give Peyton Barbarian Rage because Baloopadoop. So you're just gonna start hearing some, like, really...
Oh my!
So, yeah, almost cult-like, and it's got, like, a really, like, slave-like rhythm going to it. Slave-like... Okay, shut up!
Shut it!
Okay. It's got like a really just like steady rhythm.
And then I just take an
What's the advantage of barbarian?
Well, you see, with barbarian rage, I cannot do any spells.
Okay, you can't.
Or whatever during my turn, and I cannot concentrate on anything.
Yeah.
But I have advantage on strength checks, which is like the swing.
No, strength checks is not a swing.
No,
that's not. Strength check is like opening a door. No, or
is a guard.
I've advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. I have bonus damage +2 and resilience to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Okay. Resistance means if I land a 20, it doesn't crit.
No, resist, like, so you know how it's, like, +3 to slashing?
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't get the extra +3, I just take the normal roll.
Okay, so, you're gonna roll for hit?
Yeah, so, wait.
Does it increase your strength, Barbaric Rage?
No, I just get advantage on strength checks.
Yeah, and attacking is not a strength check, so, but still, roll for hit. Stop laughing. Roll for hit.
You don't understand.
11 +5.
Hits. What do you have, what weapon do you have?
You have the axe,
yep. Okay, so it's gonna connect with his skin. Blood's everywhere.
Plus a d12, and then plus five. Yes. It's a d12 +5 now.
Okay.
Blessing against Lord Manchester.
7, 12.
12 damage.
Yeah. So it's gonna connect with his body and scrape off. He's gonna lose a chunk of his body, like in his shoulder. Yeah, it's gonna. He's gonna pinch up. Ah! Yell. He's not bloody, but he's hurt. Oh my god, law school kid over there. Jane, what's your race, initiative?
15, but I'm not gonna fight. I'm gonna run by him.
Mate, roll first. You have advantage while you're invisible, right?
Yeah.
Roll for stealth.
The fun part about invisibility is I can bump into someone. It won't set my invisibility off. It'll just completely confuse them.
Walk up to the slit their throat.
Yeah, I could. It won't interrupt my invisibility. One,
but you have advantage. Roll again.
Yeah, roll
again. That's right. Oh, thank God.
Thank you for saving him.
20.
What a comeback!
Yeah, so it's like it's literally equivalent. So yeah, you're dead silent as you go by.
Oh yeah, Ezra, you forgot. Roll for wild magic.
What is he casting?
Oh yeah, he casts invisibility.
Oh yeah, roll for wild magic.
Oh, I'm the only one that.
I'm okay with this going off. Like no matter, you're just in the middle of school, you're sitting at your desk, and then
boom,
20.
Okay, so you're dead. Okay, I'll give you an option now. I don't have my phone.
Bro, are you gonna be in the class?
I'm gonna read the wild magic. Okay, I'm gonna let you choose. You want? Okay, I'll give you an option. A, you can either have wild magic purposely grow more on you. B, do any of the wild magic things, like, of your choice, one of them.
Or... But that was back at the tavern.
It's okay. Just delayed, okay?
It's delayed. Just delayed, yeah, it's fine, okay? It's delayed. Or C, have nothing happen.
The correct answer is always wild magic.
Just increase it. I'd say increase it.
Just surge?
Let's do something random.
Okay, you just say increase.
No. Okay, no, you can either have it incur- it doesn't, not gonna be random. I'll let you choose what you want to happen. So, A, you choose what happens out of the wild magic chart. B, you,
increase is, like, a very good thing. That way you can use it more later when you don't
get
nat 20s.
Yeah, and B means you're more likely to use it.
Or you could use wild magic to benefit yourself in law school. Outsmart everybody else.
I suppose.
Isn't there, like, a money thing, though? You get-
Be the smartest and the best of all of them. Don't make it rank cash in law school. Those kids are broke. They need money.
It's just copper.
Yeah, dude.
Coins, like half-pound coins.
If it's raining copper inside a law school, I don't care. They'll get in trouble because they don't know what's mean.
Give me a second, I have to find those.
Bro, they're gonna be real.
No,
confused.
Because it's theft, and
they're gonna have a huge headache as well.
My money.
It's my. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I just poop out money.
Yeah, that's my money. If they steal it, they can very much get in danger because law school, but they're doing it in front of someone studying the law.
No one's gonna steal in law school.
I would assume you're studying law if you're in law school. I can't not like it. Math.
Okay, got it.
I'm studying science in law school.
It's raining magic. Hallelujah, it's raining magic.
Hallelujah. My town is blowing up. It's raining magic.
Okay, Ezra. I will let thee choose. You can spawn a chicken. No gravity for 4 hours. Time stops and you just get to do whatever for a while.
Don't rob a bank.
Time stops.
You think I'm joking.
Make a random party member lose an item. That's also
I will
random.
Stab
a member of your choice takes 15 damage.
No. No. No.
Just increase your wild magic. That way you can use it more later.
He already shows what he's going to do.
Wait, what'd he say? He wants to
derail. He already chose option B.
I'm stopping time for 4 hours.
Okay, no, there's no gravity. Or you stop time. It stops time for a turn, so that's like...
No, that's like 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, it's actually 60.
A turn? So, I thought a turn was like 3 seconds.
No,
10 turns
like
is a minute.
Well, it depends. Like, I'm like, no, it's either turn is 10 seconds or 60 seconds.
Well, if it's 4 hours, that's like...
Well, you just want time to stop for 4 hours since you rolled a 20. Okay, yep. So time just stops. What do you do?
You can just kill the guys.
Don't get us money.
He's at law school, dude. He's in the middle of learning. So, Ezra, you're sitting there, the guy's lecturing, and then just... Everyone stops moving. It does the JoJo thing. Yeah, and so you just like you.
How much money does the instructor have on him?
Roll for. I don't have to roll for anything.
You just walk out.
Make a luck roll.
Why?
Roll a D100.
Time is frozen, dude.
Yeah, but I'm seeing whether or not he has money on him. Make a luck roll. No, you make. If you roll a D100.
Oh, D100, where the hell?
No, it's 2D10s.
2D10s? Okay.
Like, no, yeah.
Go to a bank and steal all the money.
That's what I'm saying.
This shall do. D100.
That's not a D100. You have to roll a 2. Roll this one and this one, and you put the values together.
Okay. Are you okay with this? You're not
one.
Doing anything.
He has 6 gold points on him.
Okay.
So he's got, yeah, he's got 6.
I'll take
he has a little satchel
bank.
Of gold.
I'm a bank. All right,
I'm going to rob the rest of people.
Okay. Roll for luck roll, just for overall.
You should also stash the 20. Money somewhere.
Yeah, these are law students, dude.
Time is frozen.
You got 4 copper points back from him, but like, that's mean. What do you do with the money?
Just go to a bank and steal all the money. I'll like give some. I'll give like a couple gold points to orphans.
Okay, but there's no orphans at law school.
You literally just lost money.
Okay, you just want to give like. So you're just gonna find.
I'll
like,
give like 2. Like,
sir.
Gold points to some people on the street.
Okay. But they don't know that, so you're just gonna like, fold it in their hands?
Okay? Yes.
Okay, I think you're okay with that? You're happy?
So are you okay with
yes?
Do you want to go over somewhere where a lot
I don't
of money
know.
Is
like,
it?
Robbing a bank is kind of, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but they would have no proof of anything, like...
But, like, he still has, like, he still makes imprints on the ground and stuff. Like, where's he gonna hide all that money?
In our bar.
In our bar.
Find item. You guys heard of that spell?
Ooh. Well, wait, no, the lords will just look at him and be like, "Smart."
Under the lord's mansion.
That's punishable by death instant, but...
We can frame someone.
Exactly.
That's also punishable
I have
by
deception.
Death.
He can frame someone.
I can frame someone, but I'll probably die.
Yeah. I can decept someone.
This
see, if
not...
Ezra fills me in, I can decept someone.
So I just sit down.
I'll sit back down.
Because, like, think about it, guys.
With the remaining 4 gold points I have.
Okay, just, like, roll for a sleight of hand and hide the gold points.
Right, you can just shove them up
D20.
The thing.
Dude, yeah, extra pockets, increase your carry weight by 100.
Like, D20 time, or...
53.
14, yeah, you hide
53.
Okay, so that's gonna be the end of this episode. We're still doing combat. Those guys are kind of beefy, so...
I left. Sucks as sucker.
I'll roll for what happens. I mean, I'll show you what happens next. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
Might even get a Discord, Patreon.
Discord, Patreon, Twitter, etc.
Twitter,
please.
If you follow our Twitter, you'll know when we're doing recording.
Why?
Also, when new episodes are out.
Do you like it?
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Don't.
Yeah, I know we're overstepping our boundary. We have 58 people that have listened to the podcast.
That is so awkward.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy.
Why am I doing this?
Oh, you thought like no one knew. Okay, anyway, thanks.
Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Shut up, Bob. Shit.